Last time on Half Party, our fearless duo decided to go shopping. Shopping for everything they want. They spent all of their gold except for 40 pieces.
Shopping.
Is that correct?
Yeah, no. Fact checks say we each have 40.
And there's no other way that we could have more than that. Like,
we already bargained it. The tapes,
like, no viewers actually taking, like, we don't have, like, somebody
there
tracking.
There are no half-party stat trackers.
It should be you two tracking that.
Right. I'm just making sure that we can't trick the DM into more money.
Maybe not this time.
Got it. Okay, so last time, we spent most of our money, and then we got some sweet-ass tattoos with blood links that will help us get back to the CDC. The CHC.
Disease control.
Well, U.S. Amrit. He's like, you come back here, but you like, what part of the, you know, it's a blood link. Like, obviously, they want to make sure, like, how do they put you back?
Right, they'll put you in the infirmary, yeah.
Right? Like, you don't just, like, pop up into a library next to, like,
right.
Look, do you?
Good point. I guess there's one way.
Unconsciously. Well, here's the other dilemma. Oh, like, yeah. If one of us dies, do we just need to do seppuku so this, like, pops? You know? Question.
Or do you just like, are you like running from like,
and then what happens?
just like keep just kiting the boss, just kite him, I'm on my way back. Just Fran, what's your name? Hammond.
Nailed it, Hammond.
So last time we got some sweet ass tattoos, and then we walked through a portal after picking up some sweet ass stuff from our old friend the librarian.
Nice.
Which his name was...
Don't forget Lily Bosley.
Oh, Lily Bosley and Roger Minnie, the tattoo artist.
Wow, nice pull there.
Triangles really well. Yeah, you're surprised because I took one
very surprised.
And then we walk through a portal and we're going to fight in a tournament.
For your pride and honor and recognition.
Yep.
Yeah. And because I heard somebody in the crowd knows your pappy, and they gave him a ticket and invited your pappy
to
the tournament.
We have no idea
so two
if
birds,
my
one
pappy's
stone.
Here.
They do that in every tournament, though, and it's really sad because he never shows up. Everybody, welcome to Half Party. I am Bjorn Falk, your DM. With me, as always, I have Daniel Diegnoff.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Diegnoff.
And Justin Smith.
Bonjour, vive la France.
Ooh,
right? Spicy. Topical. I mean, it's 2 weeks after
crowd.
The fact, but I mean, everyone knows that today is the day after Bastille Day, and it's the day that France won the World Cup.
It's going to be like 4 weeks after that.
That could be a spoiler, though, too, like to somebody who hasn't.
If it's a spoiler 4 weeks from now.
Nailed it. So, yeah, you guys have stepped into a portal and are about to embark on a journey to win a tournament. As you feel yourselves floating in this black ethereal nothingness with stars off in the distance, you begin to feel that dropping feeling like you did last time when you ported into the first world, dropping through that pinhole, and you see the pinhole below you. And you are accelerating towards it.
And I'm slowing myself down.
Yep.
And obviously I see him do that, so it reminds me that I should actually be using my fist. So raise it.
And so you start decelerating towards this pinhole, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger as your feet get closer and closer towards it, eventually eclipsing the edge of the circle and dropping into a small room. In this small room, there are rugs
three
with
point
Persian
landing,
designs.
By the way, three-point landing.
Give me a dex check on that three-point landing, please.
21.
Sorry, we needed a 25 for that three-point landing. It's a tough one.
4-point
danger
landing
sense?
On my side.
Can I use danger sense? I knew
yes,
that the I knew that it was...
Sense.
Oh, fuck, I'm not even a barbarian.
No.
Actually,
not
bringing
that up on air.
So since since I turned level 4.
Oh, did you slow fall?
Can I slow fall?
You could totally slow fall.
Does that give him advantage on his 3-point landing?
I think it does. I think that's only fair.
Remember, you got to beat a 24.
Okay, well, I got a 23.
Oh, well, both of you have slightly bruised knees now from
even
this
with
landing.
Slow fall?
Yeah.
It reduces any falling damage I take by an amount equal to 5 times my monk level. My bruises should be so much smaller than whatever he's got going on.
It's cosmetic damage, not actually physical damage. It's to your pride and not to your actual character.
With your slow fall. That's really cool. Can you help me next time? We're going to be doing this portal thing a little bit. I didn't know if I could, hang on to your open vest.
Is my best billowing, too? Because I'm assuming there's, airflow through the portal opening.
You look like Fabio.
The portal's gone. As soon as you guys come through it, it's gone.
And there's not a whoosh of air, when it closes down. So where does that air go?
I'm now rifling through the Jansport for, how to get back to the CHC. Because we never asked anything about it. I'm looking if there's, some type of manual. Or, if lost, send this bag to Fitzwilliam.
Give me an investigation check. And Dan, as you're sitting there and he's going through the Jansport, give me a perception check on this room.
Yeah, all about it.
24.
Oh, wow. So in the Jansport, you don't actually find any type of instruction manual or anything like that. What you do find is the application to enter the tournament. And it's filled out. 95% of it is done. It has your next of kin filled out as people that you don't have no idea who they are.
That is convenient.
Yeah, it has some emergency contacts that are just not appropriate.
So my dad's name is not filled in.
No, it's filled in with something that's barely legible in this scrawling cursive script, which you do notice that it has both of your names on it, but at the top, it does not have a team name.
I got a 19 while he's reading
the papers. You got a 19, so while you're looking around this...
He hasn't informed me about this paperwork that doesn't have a team name on it yet.
Right. As you're looking around this room, it's pretty small, probably about 15 by 15. It appears almost like a luxurious tent with large rugs adorning the sides. To one side, there is a large oak door with iron bindings on it. On the opposite wall from that, there is a large paper door in the Japanese style. And then you see a small, what looks almost like a porthole in the wall that spans between the two.
I didn't know your mother's name was Matilda.
Hi.
That's what it says here on the sheet that your
That's
mother's name is
That's not my mother's
Matilda.
Name.
Are you sure? Maybe I'm just...
No, let me see that.
I hand it to him we need to come up with a team name?
And I stop, just dead in my tracks, and I look him in the eyes. And I go, a team name?
Yeah, I guess we're entering this competition, and there's a blank spot right here.
Medic! We're a team! This is the first time we've been a team, Medic!
No, I mean, we've been a team, it's just not been bona fide or
Medic,
certified.
The crowd. Medic, the people that are gonna know!
What do you think our team name should be?
Oh, what about, the sound of silence.
I think that I knew an ogre named Garfunkel that had that, so I don't think we can do that.
Okay. What about, the stab of silence?
Now, that's pretty fierce.
You know, because you're stabby, You're stabby.
Right, no, it's the stab... No, I had a thought, though.
Medic.
Yeah, well, I was looking out after I tucked you in the other night, and I was just thinking to myself that you're a halfling, and I'm a half-elf. What if we... Well, and we like to throw down, right, with the ladies, and we like to get our jam on, get our groove back.
We get gaunt.
What if we were just half party?
Because we like to party.
And... We're both halves. You're a halfling, and I'm a half-elf.
And I'm three quarters of the team, and you're the other quarter.
Yeah.
As you're having this awkward moment in the middle of the room, some of the rugs actually part, and in the middle of the floor, a small fountain raises up and starts dripping water.
What's that?
And around the room are strewn various like lounge chairs, cushions. It's a very warm and comforting place. And from the porthole side, you hear a knock.
Who is it?
Is that Foley?
Hello?
And you hear a little creak as this porthole window opens. And nice Foley work. And he goes, hey guys, what's... Yep, you guys are in 13, okay. Do you guys have your application filled out?
We're just having a little trouble with the team name.
No, I think...
You think...
Uh-huh.
Do you have we just have a minute?
I mean, suggestions for the team name.
For round one, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, it doesn't.
You guys probably make it anyway, so it's fine.
No, it definitely does matter. Like, if we're going to go out there in the crowd, it's all about charisma with these tournaments.
Like, we won't do intros until round two anyway, so it's cool. I just need the application. If you want to fill it in later, that's fine. I'm Sisk, by the way.
Sisk?
Yeah. If you guys want, and this hand reaches through... And he says, if you guys could hand me that application, that would be great. And you see it's a human hand. It kind of goes all the way through to the shoulders inside the porthole. He's reaching as far as he possibly can.
Very cool. I snatch it back from his hand, and I just put half party real fast, and I hang it back.
I need that.
You got it. Here.
Great. It was there the whole time. Why'd you drop it?
Thank you. My name is Sisk. I'm going to be helping you guys out here.
Like Cisco.
Sure, but...
Like Bisquick.
What's that?
Bisquick.
Is it like when you pee?
No, not Pisquick. Bisquick.
Bisquick.
I don't know that.
He's working on his goblin. Sorry, Cisco kid.
His goblin.
It's his goblin.
It's a tricky language. I've heard a lot about it. I toured some out there. I'm a bard by trade, and I'm going to kind of help you guys get prepped up for the rounds. If you guys make it through the first round, probably won't.
Oh, we're
going to
make
it
through the first round.
Okay, see, that's the attitude you need to have. Great, great.
Heard of us? Well, this is Solo to Hillthorpe. Check out the form. Look at his hands.
And I just put my hands up.
Look at his hands.
And those move them around slowly.
Those look great. Do you work out?
I work these out.
No, he's naturally that way.
Oh, wow. That's really impressive. I'm glad. Just so you guys know, if you do make it through round one, I'll kind of be taking care of you. We'll do a little R&R, like a quick relaxation, get you guys some drinks, sing a little song so you can chill out before round two gets kicking off and we got to go for the party, okay?
Yeah, no, that's great, Sisk. Thanks. Do we hang here? Is it totally rad if we just chill?
Gotcha. So you guys see the big door over there, the one with the iron on it and the wood?
Right,
that's
foreboding.
That's the championship ring. If you guys make it through the rounds, you guys will go through that door. But if the first doors are through that other door on the other side right there, the paper ones. Right, so basically, the paper door kind of, it'll rotate. It takes you to different arenas, and then those arenas
will
be... This
is not our first rodeo here.
Oh, okay, so you got it. You don't even...
Don't worry about us. We're low maintenance over here.
Yeah, no problem. You guys will... Yeah, okay.
I close the porthole.
Wait, Sisk, one last thing. Come back.
I open the porthole.
Yeah?
And I wink at him.
Ooh. What?
Think about that.
Close give me like a little charisma check.
What is my charisma? It's been a while since I winked at somebody. Oh, shit. I got charisma. That's a 15.
No, he goes... Wow, that's... Wow. My heart skipped a beat, and that was truly
a beautiful gesture. And I kiss my fist while he's talking and start walking towards the paper door.
Wait. Before you go, it was Solo? Was it? Okay. Here, take this. And he pulls this little flask and reaches his hand through the porthole, and here you go.
Look at
and
you.
And I reach my arm up, and I grab it.
And he hands it to you. It's a small red health potion.
Look at that. You just charmed a health potion off Cisco Kid. See you on the other side, Cisco.
Yeah, if you guys know everything, I'm not going to explain anything, so good luck.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Merrick, did you see? He gave me this potion.
I did. You better hold on to that, because I just skipped all the rules. So, you ready to go through that paper door?
I put my flask in a pocket.
Write it down.
And I wrote it down.
All right.
I mean, in my journal that I keep as Solo, I wrote it down like one health potion.
Right.
In my pocket.
Right.
I feel like I'm, you know, 35 out of 35 right now.
On that sliding scale you're at?
Yeah. And I want to put my ear up to the paper door to see if I can hear, like, any chanting or anything.
Yeah, perception check.
I'll splash my face with some water.
I'm going to re-roll that one, because as we know, it's been a while, but I do, in fact, re-roll ones.
Right.
And that's much better. That's gonna be a 13.
Cool. You don't hear anything from the outside, aside from some rushing wind. And you splash your face with this water. It's very cool, very refreshing.
Very refreshing.
And as you're doing that, like, you close your eyes to splash the water in your face, and then when you bring your head back up, you see down around the edge of the fountain are some small cakes. Some
cakes?
Tasty cakes.
Hmm.
Yeah, some with frosting, some with some blueberries in them, some with some raspberries,
there,
that kind
is
of
thing.
Is
there anyone that's, like, sugar-coated?
Yeah, there's actually a couple.
I'd like to eat that.
Cool. You go down and you pick it up, kind of examine it, give it a sniff. It's got a light almond smell to it. And you take a bite. It's quite delicious, well made. It's a little bit like a Danish almost.
We got to try this. Look, Solo, here, have a bite of this.
Yeah, no, I walk back over to him. And as I'm walking over to take a bite, I'm like, I hear some wind out there.
Yeah, I really should have asked him for more guidance, but we'll be fine. I'm sure the door will open when it's time for us to just go find something.
No, what if we just run through it, though?
It's paper. You know, we don't want to be destructive.
No, but maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's like, you know, like those, you know, that ancient game where they all, like, ran through paper to greet the crowd?
Hermaval Ball.
The Hermaval Ball.
Right.
You know, with all the, like, the brrrr, everybody hitting the drums.
Right.
And then the Hermavals, Hermavals,
and as you guys are singing the song, the small plates of pastries seem to evaporate into the air. The fountain disappears back into the floor, and the rug going covered up, and the room begins to spin.
Looks like it's go time. Looks like that was just the recharge.
It spins a little faster.
Thing.
And I
a little faster.
I crack my fists and I tighten my gloves on.
And a little faster. And you start to feel the force pulling you towards the walls.
It's right
here. Oh, cool.
You're moving out faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. And I need you guys to make a strength check to hold onto the floor as you start to feel your bodies thrown against the walls.
Now, this sounds like it's really more of an acrobatic
check. Yeah, that's
12. Acrobatic check.
Yeah, because I'm trying to keep my feet. It's a dexterous type of thing.
Okay, so you're doing like the foot plant power move kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
And like, if I can, you know, as I flip through the air, you know, acrobatically as the gravity stops, I'd like to, you know, fully stretch out, doing a full, like, pas de bourre, you know, acrobatically.
I'm sorry, I don't like that type of yogurt.
22.
And you're fine. You do this plant, and actually the force slides you back across the rugs, but nice. No damage. You're just slowly moving back towards the wall until your foot makes contact with the wall and you stop there. What was your roll?
So the acrobatics was not okay for me.
You can do it.
Oh, that's
you're doing
good.
A backflip. I imagine you're going to try and like do a backflip and land that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an 18.
Okay. You actually land with your feet right at the corner in the wall.
If you keep hitting your microphone like that.
I'm hitting the shield. It's okay. It's totally fine.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Sorry.
Boom.
So he sticks the landing.
He sticks the landing in the corner of the wall and manages to hold his balance as the room decelerates and slows down. And then the paper door opens up.
Look, I told you the doors were just open.
Well, I know. We've been here before.
Do you want to go out first? You want to go out together?
I think you go out first because you're
the
tall one.
Pie?
And from the door, you can hear a crowd.
A crowd, Solo.
What do they sound like?
They are talking back and forth. It's nothing coherent yet. It's just the gentle burblings.
Follow my lead, all right?
Aye.
I'll just give me a second. This is gonna, you're going to love this.
Aye.
So I'm going to limber up a little bit, do a little bit of a little twist and shout. Mm-hmm. And then I am going to try and do a round off flip-flop combination.
You're doing like a handspring into the ring?
Handspring into the ring.
Okay.
I'm playing to the crowd.
Okay. Give it to me. Acrobatics check. Might be a pretty athletic move.
No, that's definitely acrobatics. I mean, there's no doubt about it. 18.
Nice. You go and you do the full round off. It's a little wobbly on the land. You try to do an extra spin that you don't usually have in this routine, and you move the foot, but you pull it back real quick, and full points from the judges. And the crowd is like, yeah, seeing somebody there. They are pumped. They're ready to go.
I raise up my arms from the landing, and I yell in my loudest voice, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Merrick. And I am here today to present to you my greatest friend and strongest champion ever to walk with hairy feet. You might know him from the terror he struck in the hearts of his foes. You might know him from the deafening silence that follows him everywhere. But trust me when I say today you will experience silence. Like no other. Allow me to introduce to you Solo de Hillthorpe.
I just come running out of the door, and I wanna climb his back up off the top of his head, jump in front of him, and like slap my left hand on the ground and just kinda like look at the crowd.
Okay, give me a roll. I want a performance roll, a performance check from Merrick, and a acrobatics roll from Solo.
Yeah, Noah, so I got a 23.
I got a 15.
Wow, so you do the double front flip over him. During your speech, Merrick, the crowd hushes in anticipation. They are enwrapped by your speech and enthralled. And as soon as Solo hits the ground and slaps and looks up, the crowd erupts in cheers. You have won them over. They are firmly on your side. As you look around, you see that this ring is about 60 feet across. It's round. And there appears to be just a dirt floor. There doesn't appear to be any geographic or topographical features. As you are continuing to get a lay of the land, you see that there are a few more expensive boxes up in the stands. The walls of this arena are about 30 feet high. Across from you, there is another door that is open. And a tall, slender woman, who appears to be an elf, walks out, followed by a monstrous troll, who appears to be about 15 feet tall as he unwraps himself walking through the door. And they walk quietly in, matter of fact, without an announcement. All of a sudden you hear booming over the cries of the crowd. You hear a loud voice. It says, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first round fight between Half Party Beauty and the Ugly Animal. And the crowd erupts, cheering. Yeah, they're excited. They cannot wait to see this fight. They are incredibly pumped up. As you all know, we will follow the turn-based rules of combat. So, as we start this off, gentlemen, who will you have go first? And from the other team, the troll takes two steps forward.
I lean down. Like, what do you want? Beauty or the Beast over there?
And I look at Merrick. I give Merrick a wink, and I go, I want the Beast.
I was hoping you'd say that. All right, I'll be right here for you, buddy.
And do you take two steps forward?
I take two steps forward.
Before he goes, I'm like, remember, they don't like fire.
Great, and it appears as though we have our order set. Flipping the coin, as of course is the ceremonial dues. Here we go. Ah, yes, and a heads does mean that Beauty and the Ugly Animal will be going first. Combateurs, please prepare. And from this small box that's up on top of this 30-foot wall, you see a small orb fly out towards the middle of the arena. And it does this slow arc, seeming to hang in the air longer than physics should allow it to, as it descends and then lands in the dirt. And as soon as it touches the dirt, frost begins to spread all across the ground. And then snow seemingly starts to build up out of nowhere, growing taller and taller and taller, until there's 3 feet of snow covering the entire arena. As you guys look around, you see that it does not affect anyone in the crowd. This spell seems to just affect this arena. Above you, you see clouds begin to form and thick, heavy snow dropping down on you. The trick of this is it is all difficult terrain.
And I let out a little chuckle.
All right. And the first move goes to the troll as he crosses halfway across this battlefield and ends up in the middle of the arena. Next up is Solo.
I'm gonna run up to this guy and I'm gonna punch him.
Cool, because you you're not encumbered by.
Difficult terrain does not cost extra, for I am mobile.
So nice.
I want to appear as like even keeled as possible as I'm running. Like this terrain is no match for me.
And where does the snow come up to on Solo?
Solo. How high did you say this snow was?
3 feet.
Oh, I'm underneath it.
Okay, so...
It's like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, just... he's tunneling through, and you see this mound of snow moving across.
You take this really fast mound.
A very fun, circuitous route all the way over to this troll.
Yeah, I'll use all 45 speed, you know, to make that as artistic as possible.
Yeah, the troll's head is, like, looking back and forth, waiting for you to get to him.
I see him making these pretty arts, I just... Don't forget to bob and weave!
And what do you want to do? You've reached the troll. What's next?
What's next is I am going to I'm going to punch him.
All right.
And then I come up to what is like the snow's on his like ankle.
Yeah, it's like at his knee-ish.
Oh yeah, then I'm blowing out this knee.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to hit with my first one, which is a 15.
That hits.
Okay, and then this is 1d4. Oh, that's 1 plus 4. So 5 points of damage with that.
5 points of damage.
And then I am actually going to use my key point, and I'm going to flurry of blows him with 2.
Starting off hot.
I'm just going to... So I hit the knee to feel like, okay, this is how solid it is, and then come in with like two really powerful shots.
Yeah, give it to him.
Don't say it. Don't. Is it really?
That's a nat 20!
God.
Nice.
That was a terrifying face he just made, viewers, but it was really exciting.
Yeah. Let me take this photo for them, because I know the viewers need it.
We all know that Tim Moore doesn't believe in all the 20s that Dan's getting, so this is going out to you, Timmy.
It's going out to you. And the other one is a 14.
14 hits.
Cool.
We double the dice. I always have to ask this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always been so long. Right. I got a 3 on the dice, so that's 6 plus 4. 10 points of damage with that first swing.
Nice.
And then the other one is 3 plus 4. 7 points of damage.
Wow.
And he now has to... Let's make him do a dex save.
He's got to make 2, right?
He's got to do 2 dex saves or he's prone.
It's 11 on the first.
No.
And nope. 20 on the second.
So the first one fails. Failed.
Yeah. So he's already knocked down.
Yeah.
Okay. And this large troll is knocked prone as you kind of sweep his leg out in front of him. And the announcer yells, "Oh, and 2 big hits coming from the little guy.
Learn how to count. It was 3.
You can't see under the snow.
It's hard to see. It's very difficult. It's a tough job as this announcer. He's going to get some calls wrong. Next up is the beauty as she moves deeper into the snow towards you too, towards the center of this arena. And she looks over across this snowy plain towards Merrick and casts a spell. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Is this a charm effect?
It is a charm effect.
So I have advantage.
You should have advantage then, yes.
Okay. Wisdom saving throw.
Yes, sir.
Haven't ever done one of those here. Nat 20 without advantage. So nice. Eat it.
As you see this woman cast her arm forward, you see this black inky mist come from her hand and wisp towards you and begin to wrap around your body. And you kind of go, "What is this stuff?" And you shake just once and this mist is dissipated all around you. And the announcer yells, "Ooh, a hold person spell right off the bat, but no can do. What a great save made there." Next up,
shake it
Merrick.
Off. Shake it off. Shake, shake. Sorry, just I'm having a good time with the crowd at that point. I'm like, "Ooh, look at that."
Hey everybody, Bjorn, your DM here. Just wanted to check in and say thank you all for submitting names for Solo's Fist. We're having a great time reading through those names. If you've got any more submissions, we're going to leave it open for another 2-week session here, and we'll announce the winner coming up on the next release in 2 weeks. So yeah, if you got a name, don't forget to send it to halfpartycast@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at it, and yeah, we'll send the winner a free pair of dice. Also want to say thank you to RGB the Band for our awesome music. You can find them pretty much everywhere at RGB the Band, and to Molly Doan for our cover art, and that's at Mildly My Own, and that's about it.
How far away is she? Did she move up at all? Or
she moved up a bit. She's slowed down by the snow. So she's still quite a ways away, probably 45 feet.
I imagine that I'm slowed down as well, yeah?
Yeah.
I think so. Don't have anything cool like that. How far away is the ogre?
Ogre's about 30.
Troll. Is he a troll?
He's a troll.
I need to do everything possible to get to her, I think. So I can't straight line, because that would be attack of opportunity, yeah?
I think it's aligned so that you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And he's prone, so I don't think he could swing at you.
Oh, is he prone?
He is knocked prone currently.
All right, so here's the deal. I'll take my movement.
Okay.
15 feet, so, right? Mm-hmm. Half of it. I'll dash action, cunning action.
So your bonus action is...
to get me 30 feet.
To get you to 30, so that brings you right up next to the troll if you want.
Right, because I don't think I would be able to get past to her. So we'll just take a swing with advantage...
Yep.
At the prone troll.
Nice. Good call.
Okay, so that one, that'll hit with the new rapier. That's 23.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
So then we're rolling... that's only 6 points plus four, so only just 10 points. But that's still damage. Still damage. Just not nearly the 22 that my friend got.
Anything else you want to do?
I think that's... that's all I can do. I think I've used action, bonus action, and move, so we're good.
Cool.
Thank you.
And the announcer says, ooh, out of the man who's dodging out of spells, he comes and lands a big hit on the prone man. Kick a man while he's down. Next up is the troll. And the troll kind of shakes his shoulders in the snow, making a tiny snow angel that looks almost more like a snow goblin, and then he stands himself up and swings one of his huge arms down to grab... you, Solo, and pick you up.
And he can see me in the snow?
Yep. I need a strength saving throw.
He's got snow vision?
Well, is it a grapple?
Nope. It's a mechanic for this character that I made.
Got it.
Yeah, nice. Let's see, minus one. Okay, yeah, that's six.
Don't you are you proficient with saves or no?
I've never heard of that in my life.
And he grabs you, picks you up, and just hurls you right back where you came. And as he does, he throws you hard enough to slam you into the wall about 10 feet up, and you take 6 points of bludgeoning damage from when your body slams into this wall but then lands in the soft snow. You're about now 30 feet away from everybody. And he goes, whoa, and a big throw from the big man coming in hot. Next up is Solo, the man who just went for a ride.
Let's see. So, I'm not happy about that.
No.
So I'm gonna straight line him. So I'm gonna take 30 feet of speed to get to him.
Yep.
I'm gonna get to him, and I'm gonna like slide under his legs. But as I'm going, I want like to right hammer arm him, fist in his leg as hard as I can.
Nice. I like it. Make an attack roll.
So we'll start with that.
Actually, do you want to give me a dexterity check to see about how the slide goes?
I don't think it does it matter because he just got a nat 20 on the attack roll.
No, that was a 19 on the attack.
Oh, sorry.
Garbage roll.
You want a dex?
Yeah.
That'll be an 18.
That works. You come in and just slide perfectly. You can see everything. Your feet are actually clearing the snow out in front of you, so you have a perfectly clear shot at his leg. Give me your attack roll.
It was a 19.
With advantage.
Oh, with advantage.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just go over there. Nah, the 19 was better.
Okay. That'll hit.
So that'll be 6 points of damage.
Nice.
And I'm going to use my other 15 feat of action to get to the lady.
Okay, cool.
Casting spells.
I dig it.
And then I'll use a key point, and I'm going to hit her twice.
Pop, pop. Okay. Can you do? You can do your flurry of blows on the target you did not attack. Is that correct?
Yeah. As long as you took the attack action,
that's
you can use your bonus action.
Totally cool. I knew there was something about it, but I couldn't remember what it was. Thank you. And of course, you don't take attack of opportunity because you did the attack on the one guy. Yeah.
That's right.
Mr. Mobile.
First one is a 13, and the second one is a 21.
13 does not hit. 23 does.
So with the second one, that's 8 points of damage.
Nice. And she is thoroughly surprised to see you there. And the announcer goes, "Wow, look at the little man go. 2 for 2. What a brutal hit." Next up is...
And she needs to make a...
Strength
saving throw.
She's going to make it. That's a 17.
Yeah, that makes her strength saving
Even
throw.
With her minus one. She's not
she
very
She does have a minus one.
Of course she does. We all do around here.
she's apparently more sturdy than this troll. And next up is this woman. And she does not like having you all up in her grill. And she looks down at you and snarls at you quickly, but then turns her attentions to Merrick, where she casts a 3 rays of scorching fire towards you. And they're coming in. 23, 19, and 16.
Yeah, all 3 of those hit.
And the rays are coming in with this furious heat at you. The first one is 7 points of damage.
Yeah.
The second one is 6 points of damage. And the third one is 10 points of damage. As these scorching rays.
23 points.
Yeah.
That 66 spell did really, really well.
Yeah. And she just boom, 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 all nails you. And the announcer goes, "Whoa, look at the fury coming out of Sybil and the beasts and the dang it, beauty and the ugly animal are not done yet." Coming up next is Merrick.
Point of order. How many health potions were we given from the CHC?
You didn't look at them, but you can reach in the back and grab one.
Okay. So okay. Got the ogre next to me right now. Yep.
Troll.
Can I, with 15 feet of movement, can I make it to her?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Then I need to take a swing at him.
Okay. Attack coming in at the troll.
That does not hit. A 10 does not hit him.
Correct.
Right. But that's fine, because I really wanted to get to her.
Yep.
Fuck it. No, I can't do that. I'm actually not going to attack her. I'm going to run right up next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pop a potion.
Okay.
I'm assuming there are 2d4s in there, in the bag?
Yep, 2d4 plus 2.
Right. 7 points. At least puts me up to 13.
There you go. Keeping it up a little bit.
Because not looking very good. But I'm away from the troll, and I'm up in her face.
Yes.
And that's the end of my turn.
And the announcer yells, "Oh, when he makes a tactical retreat. Smart move there." Well, I guess it's not a really retreat. He's moving from one to the other. Next up, the troll. And the troll turns slowly towards you guys. He seems to be quite hobbled by the damage he's taken to his legs at this point. And makes his way back over to you guys and targets on Solo with a big, heavy fist coming right down on top of you. And that's a natural 20. Which is going to be 12 points of damage. Not great on the dice. As he wham, like right on top of you, smashing you towards the ground. I need to make a strength saving throw.
Of course I do. That's a nat 20. Nat 20.
His fist comes down with this crushing power, smashing you down into the ground.
That's a lot of 20s this game already.
Yeah. And you shake it off. No problem withstanding the force of this, not being driven into the ground. Next, the announcer yells, "What a strike! What a brutal strike!" But Solo seems to have shaken it off, and he's up next.
And I'm going to turn my body to him, because we're basically in this hodgepodge pile, right?
Yep.
But he's standing well over us. Yes, he's big, that's all I was saying. Sorry.
Yeah, he's standing well over us. I'm gonna take my first swing. I'm gonna hit him as hard as I can in the kneecap to see if I can drop him down so I can hit him again in the face and then again.
As I see him turn, I'm like, "Solo, the caster!" But I know I've seen this look in his eyes before. He's just battle raged out.
Do you want to make a called shot?
I do want to make a called shot.
A college try. Okay. All right. Your attack roll.
I'm picking with silence as going in for the kneecap.
Okay.
And that plus 4 is 18.
That hits.
Nice. That's 4 plus 4. That is 8 points of damage with silence.
This punch comes into his kneecap, and you feel it immediately dislocate. And as it does, you see this pulse go through his body where something, you've damaged some kind of nerve that has shot this pain through his body, and he just locks up and falls over unconscious.
And as his body hits the snow, mm-hmm. I'm assuming there's like a poof of snow in the air.
Yes.
And as that snow like goes in the air and covers me, I want to turn while the snow's covering me so that the caster, I'm facing the caster, uh-huh. and that's who I'll use my key point on.
Okay.
So, like, snow's falling, and then these fists are just coming at her straight into the gut.
The abominable tiny snowman.
Exactly. That's a 14, and that is a 8.
14 does not hit.
Mm. The snow got in my eyes.
Everything flying up around you is wild. And the announcer goes, and the big man is down! The big man is down! The tides have turned! But next up is Sybil! And she vanishes in a puff of mist and appears 30 feet away from you guys, kind of back towards where you came from. And she takes out a small flask, drinks it, and throws the glass to the side. And the announcer yells, oh, another tactical retreat. She's feeling a little bit desperate. Next up, Merrick.
So she's 30 feet away?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to use 15 feet of movement for me, and then I'm going to use the cunning action dash, and we're going to take a swing at her.
Okay.
God bless America, 10. Missed.
Not good enough.
It's fine.
And the announcer yells, oh, repositioning this round. Next up is Solo.
I'm going to run, and I'm going to just crack her right across the face.
Okay.
And that one is not going to hit. That's a 7.
Yeah, it doesn't quite make it.
What about your offhand?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna pop a second shot off.
Okay.
And that is a 15.
That hits.
That hits.
It ties.
And that is another 8 points of damage.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And we're up in her grill.
Yeah, you're both up in her grill again. And she's very perturbed by that fact. The announcer yells out, and he's back! He's back in her face! The positioning did nothing for her! But she's up again, let's see what she's got! And she pulls out a small dagger from her hip and takes a swing at Merrick.
What's that for? What do you do with that?
That's an 11.
No! Just get that away from me! Just
shink! And nothing.
Who's
nothing
your
there.
Whole person spell, witch?
Next up is Merrick. And yeah. The announcer goes, oh, a massive, massive, massive mistake by Sybil. What is she doing? Melee is not her strength. Let's see if they can finish her off.
15 hits?
15 hits.
And I wink at Merrick as he's about to do his thing.
Okay, well, I'm going to hit her with both. We'll just see if they both hit. And then that's a 16, so a 15 is 16.
Yep, 2 for 2.
That's real good. So that means we get all this, and then we get... Oh, I forgot about that. 7 plus 7 is 14, plus 6 is another 20, and then we add 9 to that, folks. So 29. I was not... I told you not to fucking play with knives!
And she goes down.
Track, track!
Just this beautiful evisceration of this witch and...
just blood just going on the snow, just like slow motion.
Red stains everywhere.
Actually, and could it just be like in Kill Bill with the snow falling and I just take her head right off?
That's real. This is a non-lethal tournament. That's a lethal move.
Oh,
you can do it.
I mean,
you should listen to the rules.
I didn't pay attention to the rules.
You didn't pay attention to the rules. You totally did not.
So I feel like that.
I think it's happened at this point, though.
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, like the head just flops
and
rolls off the side.
Slides off, and I turn to the crowd with both of them, like ah.
And as her body slumps down, the snow and the spell dissipates, and her body, instead of landing on the snow, lands on the hard ground, and her head rolls along the packed dirt floor. And the
are
crowd,
you not entertained?
Half party.
Yeah, we're just like back to back doing a slow turn.
I'm just like shaking my hands, like letting blood just splatter on the ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, the victors in this first round bout, half party, and the crowd erupts, going crazy. They absolutely love you guys.
I kiss silence and just put him up.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, another round of applause for your champions of the first round, half party.
I'd like to do a sleight of hand to maybe loot her body, see if there's anything. Anything there?
Sure, go for it. That's it's not going to be. I mean, it's pretty blatant corpse robbing. In the middle, there's not a lot of cover in this. And as you're starting to like look through the body from their entrance point, come a small team of gnomes who appear to be clerics wearing these white robes with the red cross on them, carrying stretchers. And they go and there's like a small army of them are rolling the troll onto one of these gurneys. He's far too big for it. They're having a massively difficult time getting him onto it. And there's another small group coming over to where you guys are as you're going through this, which is pockets. What was your roll?
I got an 11, so I feel like I'm down on one knee. I'm like, oh no, she's not breathing. Doesn't look good. Get over here. Stan, there's been a terrible accident. Come on back. Quick. Come on.
Can you give me a performance check to see how genuine this is?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What was the check?
Performance.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. That's a 17.
Oh, and everyone in the crowd is suddenly concerned that this horrible accident has happened.
It's tragic.
And as you're doing this convincing performance, I think that warrants a reroll on your investigation check, trying to search through your pockets.
Oh, that's real good then. I'm a real son of a bitch with that one. That's
25.
Wow. So with that roll, you find a health potion in there. Nice. You stick that in your pocket, and as the gnomes come and try to start positioning her up, two of the gnomes go and grab her head and like bring it onto the gurney, and then a bunch of the gnomes are trying to roll her on. You're feigning trying to help them while still rifling through her pockets.
Please.
You find this large stone, it's a large ingot, and it appears as you take a quick glance at it while you slip it into your pocket, it appears to be a bright silver color, something that you would recognize as platinum.
And I got blood, her blood on my hands. I'm like, please help her. And like, I back up with Solo and I just lean to him and I'm like, we're not going to be hungry no more.
And then the announcer says, champions, please back to your rooms and rest before your next round of fight.
And I just march back stoic.
And there's these small fireworks are going off, little tiny, like pew, 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 pew. As you guys walk back through the door into your quarters.
I follow him.
As soon as he walks in, I'm like, Manic, did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Let's wash up. I don't know how much time we have. She fucking burned me. Do you see? I'm going to have to get new clothes after this. Literally lit my ass on fire.
And I kind of like lean over to see like how much of his pants.
You can't just smell the burnt hair. It's terrible.
I want to do a smell check if I can.
Go for it. Nature check, I guess.
Okay, so 2 + 0 = 2.
You're sniffing him all around, and he just smells bad.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good. I'm like
sweat and stench. Well, the fountain is not there, and as you kind of move into the room, you feel the room spin in the opposite direction as it did the first time.
Oh god!
I'm holding
up. Oh god! Oh god!
And you guys, this time you've done this before. You know that the room is spinning. You grab on and hunker down while this spin happens, and then the room slows down again, and the fountain pops up. There's small finger sandwiches this time appear around.
Cucumber sandwiches.
They are cucumber.
I thought we were all out of cucumbers at the market, even for ready money.
I'm gonna eat a cucumber sandwich.
Even for ready money.
I'm just chowing down.
And as you guys begin to take your rest, you see that the porthole is actually gone. and has been replaced with a large round door.
Merrick, you see the poor horse gone?
Mm-hmm. Weird.
And that round door swings open, and in walks this meticulously clothed man who says, "Hey, guys, you did great! Wow, that was pretty sweet."
Sisk.
Yeah. What's up?
How'd we do this? We did all right.
Sisk, you look great. I thought you were just an arm.
No. It's like the first round things. They kind of keep things pretty standard. This is how we do stuff here. You know, we go through a lot of these fights. It's a couple every year, but this being kind of like the big one in the year, we do it up a little bit once we get to the higher rounds. So yeah, you guys did awesome.
Point of order.
Yeah.
I'm licking my fingers with it. Delicious.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Just had another sandwich.
Did I make a faux pas when, I get the ill?
Yeah. You know, when he accidentally...
It was just an accident. I just don't know.
Do finger to throw.
Is she going to be okay? Can they fix that?
Well, no. They might be... It depends on if she's got some, powerful friends. Like, those guys are pretty just standard,
low-level cleric types to me.
Yeah, they don't really have they've got, like, the quick, like, if they get there right away, but it seemed like it was a couple seconds before that happened.
She lost her head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was up close. America right? was swinging for her.
Hold on. Can we just stop that? She lost her head? We've lost our heads if we're not doing slow clap
it's
anymore.
A little, it's a little on the nose.
You know, where her head was when it hit the ground.
Maybe.
All right. I just needed it. I mean, it's cool if we're not doing it anymore. I just needed to know.
The bar is a little higher for it now.
You know,
she lost her.
This
like,
is episode what 11?
I feel like if we're not making that joke, I think the game is yes and. By the way, let's not even gloss over the yes and part of this conversation.
We were yes and. We'd moved beyond it, and then you knowed back to the moment. We were good.
I just needed to know.
You just needed
that. We're not doing it anymore.
Like
no, we're still doing.
I mean, we haven't done a slow clap in a couple episodes. Are we going to do it?
That's because they've been.
We're still doing it.
Okay, so we're still doing it.
Yeah.
No, that's how slow the clap is.
And then the little boys and girls listened for hours to hear the one clap of the.
Why is this episode 17 hours long?
It's the extended cut, like when you listen to the end of the. What was it? The Green Day album where, like, the secret song came on? Sorry. That's how old I am. All right, so let me give it back to you again. I mean, she kind of lost her head. No, now it's a... I know...
Did you not want to...
No, I was just...
This is in the story.
Sisters
are just, like, slow clapping you.
It's nice.
And, like... The clap is reverberating because, of
just
course, silence.
No, it's just a
it's
pity clap.
A very large faux pas. Non-lethal is the rule here.
You
know,
could have said
people
that.
People want to go home to their families.
You could have mentioned that.
I tried to tell you the rules.
So, no, did he? I don't know.
You took our papers and left.
I did.
Was here the whole... You just left.
No, you told me to leave. I asked if you wanted to go over the rules. You said you'd been here before. This is not your first
you
rodeo.
Your arm was sticking through.
Is there anything
like
else in our rodeos you could get... decapitated. I don't know where you come from.
Right. I come from here. And
Elvish
here
Boy Town rules.
I've heard of that place, and it's the sketchiest.
It's a scary place.
Yeah.
They do some weird stuff at their tournaments.
Right, so what are the other rules that we may have missed?
So at the beginning of each round, there's going to be a terrain determined that'll have some different types of complications to it. You guys should know that. It's random, so it's
nobody's
a little bit
fun
for everybody.
That's just fun, right?
Yeah. Sometimes you'll have an advantage, sometimes you'll have a disadvantage, and it plays into the drama pretty well. We like that.
Fine.
Aye.
Right.
There have been mishaps in the past where it was just a lake of fire at one point and everybody died. That was not the best one. So there's a bit of...
Can that happen again?
Non-lethal.
It's a hit and a miss type thing. But you guys signed the papers.
Hit and a miss?
It says it right there in the application.
Right.
There's a high chance of death. That's why we try and pare that down as much as possible.
But we had a faux pas.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, accidents happen. You're not going to be arrested.
It was just an accident.
Yeah.
I was there. I saw.
So, random terrain.
Yep.
Non-lethal.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no,
more questions?
No hits to the face?
All the hits to the face that you would like. You're welcome to damage the moneymaker. But you can't leave the arena. If you try to leave the arena, you'll be disqualified immediately and banished to an eternal plane of pain and suffering. If you are to lose, you will forfeit all of your belongings. And that goes to help fund everything, you know, concessions and that kind of stuff.
So all of the belongings off of Sybil and the big ugly, they're all forfeit.
They're forfeit things to the tournament. Yeah.
But
other times I fund things just to fund them.
So are you okay?
Aye, sorry. You said fun things, and I just kind of got lost in funding.
Are you a bit of a poet?
Aye.
That's a little bit of what I do, too. I also am a part-time artist, so I just wanted to show you guys something I sketched real quick.
I'm a goblin poet. You're an artist?
Yeah. I focus mostly on musical feats, but I do dabble from time to time. Here, check it out. He hands you this small, quick drawing of Merrick, who's eviscerating this figure of a witch, who's drawn in this hideous caricature of what she was, in this grotesque evil manifestation of her being, and you are heroically cutting her down while Solo is there and blowing out the knee of this gigantic troll. It's a pretty well done drawing.
Sisk, do the crowds, can they buy these?
I haven't actually done that yet.
Sisk, and I put both hands up like,
well, I wanted,
you talk about funding, like you could get so much funding.
I wanted to give this to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Like, if you don't make it out, at least you got a memento of winning one.
Well, if we don't make it out, we lose all our items.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We just leave this here. It's everything you've got with you in the arena.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. What's up with these sandwiches, Sisk? Are they refreshing?
They're pretty good. I mean, they're nice. They're not going to give you like bonuses or anything like that.
They're not going to.
No, but like, let's say I met it like a 17 out of 35, like hypothetically speaking.
Uh-huh.
Would I feel like I'm a 35 out of 35?
Probably not.
Okay. Right. I don't know how much time we have.
Resting.
But
are
I'd
we
like
resting
to,
right now?
We'll keep I'd it like to a tight 20. If you guys want to just relax, get some food, drink some fluids, orange slices.
Can you sing us a song?
That's the plan.
Fine.
Okay.
How good a singer are you?
Do it.
Well, let me show you.
Oh.
And he belts into this beautiful, beautiful rendition of Danny Boy.
What's it sound like?
It sounds a lot like Danny Boy.
Yeah, but how's it? What's the starting note sound like?
It sounds like a lot like when Dan sings it. Dan, could you sing it for us?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Old Danny Boy, the pipes are gone from glen to glen and down the